Good morning, it's Friday, April 25th, and from the WVIK newsroom, I'm Brady Johnson. Elon Musk might be taking a backseat to his work overseeing the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, but that doesn't mean the billionaire's governmental reach won't disappear from the Quad Cities. Area union leaders gathered in front of a crowd of hundreds in Davenport Tuesday to rally. Vice President of the American Federation of Government Employees Local 2119, Chad Finch, says he's been in touch with legislators who've provided updates about staffing purges.
So I do constantly talk to our legislators. I just want you to know they're on the verge of losing 400 jobs over at the Rock Island Arsenal due to the cuts. They're still working out the details now. I'm getting new numbers coming in every day.
Finch added that five individuals at Rock Island Social Security Branch have quit their jobs after DOGE's request for five things you did last week emails from federal employees. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says he doesn't plan to endorse any particular candidate for his seat. The Democrat announced Wednesday that he will not be seeking re-election for a sixth term. At a press conference held yesterday at his family home in Springfield, Durbin says he's been receiving calls from interested candidates seeking his blessing to run. He hopes he doesn't have to endorse any of them.
But I'm not ruling out the possibility in an extreme case. I just think it's up to the voters, the Democratic voters, to make this choice moving forward.
The list of potential successors includes Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, who announced a planned run on Thursday morning, and U.S. Representatives Raja Krishnamurti and Lauren Underwood. Seven former nurses are suing the state of Iowa after years of reported assaults at a state-run mental health hospital. As Iowa Public Radio's Lucia Chang reports, the nurses claim that their concerns were dismissed.
In the last 6 years, the nurses say they were assigned to violent patients that were not equipped to help at the Independence Mental Health Institute. They sustained injuries ranging from concussions to a disc embedded in the spinal cord. Some nurses allege they were forced to continue working after their injuries. The nurses say their injuries were preventable if issues concerning short staffing and faulty radios were addressed. They want the state to admit to wrongdoing and mismanagement. An inspector fined the institute more than $70,000 in 2019 for multiple safety violations. I'm Lucia Chang, IPR News.
Rock Island County has secured over $370,000 in state funding to expand its job training program. Illinois State Senator Mike Halpin said in a press release Tuesday, quote, "This program gives folks a shot at hands-on experience with financial support and guidance to get their foot in the door of a respectable career. If we want to rebuild our Western Illinois economy, we need the workforce to do it," end quote. Program participants attend tuition-free, receiving stipends and support services to enter the construction industry. According to the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center, the number of students enrolled in vocational-focused community colleges increased by 16% between 2022 and 2023. The Bettendorf Board of Education is setting its property tax levy for the 2025-26 fiscal year. In a news release, the Bettendorf Community School District says the rate is now $12.40 per $1,000 of property valuation. Superintendent Dr. Michelle Moore says, quote, "Our goal is to provide the resources our students need to thrive academically, socially, and emotionally, while being conscientious about the impact on our taxpayers." End quote. Eight youth-led projects in Dubuque are receiving microgrants to further their climate solutions. The city is one of 90 selected to participate in round two of the Youth Climate Action Fund program, awarding Dubuque $100,000 from Bloomberg Philanthropies. The program helps young people ages 15 to 25 design and produce climate action plans. Each microgrant recipient will receive up to $5,000 to achieve their project proposal goal, with efforts including pollinator-friendly gardens, sustainable 3D printing solutions, and a study of E. coli in Dubuque's waters. A three-part film series aiming to start the conversation about end of life kicks off this Sunday at the KSI Center for Active Seniors in Davenport. The first two films in the Let's Have a Conversation series are Caregiver, a Love Story, about a husband taking care of his terminally ill wife in her final days, and taking care about Seth and Lauren Rogan, looking after her mother who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. End-of-life doula Becky Nakashima Brook chose the motion pictures to ease people into end-of-life.
People think that they have plenty of time to think about all these things, and they are hard conversations to have. But if we don't start talking about it, we can't start making changes in healthcare and caretakers. It is affecting people at younger and younger ages.
The final film, screening May 18th, is The Last Ecstatic Days, about a terminally brain cancer patient who live streams his dying journey. All the films will be shown at the KSI Center starting at 1:30 p.m. You can find more news at WVIK.org. I'm Brady Johnson.